Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code SPOTIFY for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily for Friday, August 20th, 2021. I'm one of your hosts, Greg Miller, alongside my very special guest from Marvel Comics, Ryan Panagos. Hello, Ryan, Agent M.
Hello, Marvelites. Welcome to Kinda Funny Games Daily. I'm Ryan Panagos, aka Agent... Oh, sorry, Greg. I've just got in the rhythm.
That's you know what I mean? Goes. I understand it. As one consummate professional host to another, you can't turn it off. You know what I mean? You got to be ready at any time. The drop of a hat, something could happen. You got to get out there.
I know. I do it at dinner sometimes. My wife is very
sure she loves that. Yeah. Your child, just dad, be quiet, please. Stop doing that.
She's getting there.
Yeah. Ryan, how you been? It's been too long, dude.
Doing great. Yeah. It's been almost 2 years. I visited you guys in San Fran in September 2019, which is wild, which was a month before we brought our daughter home, before we adopted Catherine. And cool. What a 2 years. Smooth sailing since then, right?
You know what? I've always said it's been nothing. It's been a very smooth paved road since September 2019. Nothing bad happened.
Nothing at all.
What was that like, becoming a new dad? You adopt this daughter. This is fantastic. All your dreams come true. You're trying to figure out how to be a parent, and then you have to figure out how to be a parent on top of how to live in a global pandemic.
It's the best and worst thing because since working from home, I get to spend every day with my wife and with the kid, with Catherine. And so I had an experience I wouldn't have had otherwise, sure. You know, and it's hard for me to parse that as like the positive on my end and on my family's end versus the many lives lost and all the tragedy and people losing their jobs and everything else. But, sure. You know, I can only think about it in those terms to try to keep my sanity. But man, seeing my little kid grow up and become more of a person and watching, like listening to her form more sentences now and being amazing. It's, I wouldn't trade it for the world. It's pretty
incredible.
Cool.
Yeah. Ryan, of course you were on a little show we have called We Have Cool Friends. So everyone should know you, but of course, Kinda Funny gets bigger each and every day. So there's new fans coming in all the time. If people don't know you, who are you?
So I am Marvel Digital Media's vice president and creative executive. I host a number of our podcasts, This Week in Marvel, which comes out every Friday, or Thursday, Friday, Marvel's Pull List, which is a comic book podcast, comes out every Tuesday, Wednesday. And I host a lot of our video content. I make a lot of weird appearances in funny places. Like I have a cameo in Marvel's MODOK on Hulu, and I showed up in X-Force number 20 that came out this summer. And I'm a non-playable character in Marvel Future Revolution, which is going to be available everywhere on every mobile device next week.
Oh, trust me, I'm counting down the days. All right, don't worry about that. I'm getting into it. I'm getting out there. I'm all set for it.
Yeah, the terrible thing is they give me like a full build with maxed out characters. So when I play it, I'm just like having fun, running through everything. But when like the live version goes, I'm going to have to start again at zero, which is fine.
See, well, that's what I don't even mess with that, right? When I did the GameSpot thing and I went over and did a stream with them for it, it was very much, here's a build. I'm like, awesome. Will like my progress carry over? They're like, no. And I'm like, I won't touch it. I'll do the preview. I'm not going to get into this. I need to make sure I actually go through and level everything up and have it that way. Because that's the thing, too. Obviously, we're hung up on the comics right now, but you're a big gamer and a Kinda Funny fan.
Oh, yeah. I listen to the show. I listen to this show every day. Which is, you know, like I wait for it, and when the feed doesn't update on time, like I almost like text you. I'm like, so what's going on? Did you not have a show today? What's is everybody okay?
Cool, Greg. He's on the treadmill. You know what I mean? He missed the upload.
I listen. The games podcast I listen to. On the Marvel side of things, the role is partially comics, partially video games, partially movies, partially TV, partially behind the scenes stuff. I'm working on projects that, you know, no one's seen yet. It's great. I get to, you know, dip my toe in so many parts of Marvel in really, really fun ways.
Here, help me out with this one. Gary Wood, of course, is writing a comic book right now, but he won't tell me what it is. Is it a Marvel book? Do you know? Because he won't tell me what it is.
Stay tuned, true believer. We'll see what Gary Whitta has in store for comic book fans worldwide.
If you like waiting to see what's happening, let me tell you, we're going to talk about if there's about to be another Saints Row, if we're getting a Lego Star Wars release date, and if Madden is bad this year, plus so much more, because this is Kinda Funny Games Daily. Each and every weekday on a variety of platforms, we run you through the nerdy video game news need to know about. If you like that, be part of the show over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Over on patreon.com/kindoffunnygames, you can support the show, keep the mics and lights on. Of course, though, you could write in to be part of the shows. You could get the show ad-free. You could get the shows with the exclusive post-show we do each and every weekday. However, if you have no bucks to toss our way, it's no big deal. You can watch us record the show live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, just like regular gaming guys is, Frog Knight Josh G is, and Hot Dog Mountain Man is. If you're watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, you have a special job. Go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong and tell us what we screw up as we screw it up, so we can set the record straight for everybody watching later on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames, roosterteeth.com, and listening on podcast services around the globe each and every weekday. Housekeeping for you. Of course, there's a million things happening all the time. We're doing an X-Cast today. This is going to be a 12-minute spoiler cast. There's a whole bunch of great content up this week with reviews and all this other stuff. Next week is bonkers, but I'll talk about that at the end of the show. Right now, what you need to know is that Kinda Funny's work week is not ending today. Tomorrow, we are doing a subathon starting at 11 a.m. Pacific on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames. We will be hanging out, playing games, and going for as long as you support us. Remember, Tim and I will be tackling Emily is Away 3 once again on our march to finish this and get out of this relationship with Emily, or, well, you know what I mean? You know how Emily Away is, you know, many of our girlfriends over there. You'll see. Thank you to our Patreon producers, Blackjack. Today we're brought to you by Canva, HBO Max, and KiwiCo, but I'll tell you about that later. For now, let's begin the show with what is and forever will be the Roper Report. Time for some news. 5 items on the Roper Report. Ryan,
before you guys go any further, can I just tell you one thing? I listen, because I listen to the show every day, but I listen to every podcast at 1.5 times speed. So hearing you, Greg, and you, Kevin, on normal speed is very upsetting to me right now. It just feels, everything feels off.
Go faster.
You got to go speed it up, speed it up, speed it up, speed it up, please.
I've never done that. So many people do that. They listen to the podcast faster, and I understand it. I you got things to do. You got places to be. But it just seems like a crazy operation, you know?
Oh yeah, my wife hates it. She refuses. Anytime she walks into a room and I've got a show on, she's like, "Please turn it off. It's upsetting me. Do not put this around the baby."
Talk about video games.
Yeah, 1.5 times speed isn't the worst though. It's okay. Fine.
Well, now we're going to talk a little bit about Gamescom, because it's already starting. Of course, Gamescom, ladies and gentlemen, is next week. We have opening night live next week. We have the Xbox Gamescom showcase next week, hosted by Paris Lilly next week. So let's start with a tease right here. Could we be getting a new Saints Row over at Gamescom 2021? We're going to read from Adam Bankhurst on IGN.com, but we have a tweet here from the one, the only, the Jeff Keighley, if you want to throw that up, Kevin. But as I read here from Adam's article, it goes like this. A new tease appears to confirm that a Saints Row reboot / new entry will be revealed next week at Gamescom 2021. The Game Awards and Gamescom Opening Night Live's Jeff Keighley shared the tease on Twitter, confirming that the team behind the show is, quote, bossing it with our announcements this year, end quote. As if there was any doubt that this was for Saints Row, the tweet also includes a link to bit.ly/bossit, which take users to saintsrow.com, which has been updated to include the same rebooting image. Somebody? Rumors and hints of new Saints Row, which may or may not be titled Saints Row 5, have been appearing for quite some time now, especially considering Saints Row 4 was released all the way back in 2013. And they continue to remaster these things and put them out. Yes, make a new one. THQ Nordic confirmed that a full Saints Row game was, quote, deep in development back in 2019. And Koch Media, Koch Media, where do we come down on this one? Koch? Is that where, Kevin, what do we decide?
Koch, you nailed it.
Koch Media said the official announcement of the game would take place in 2020. Ryan Panagos from Marvel.com.
Yes.
Do you like Saints Row? Does this do anything for you?
Love Saints Row hardcore. I like GTA 3. I love Vice City, but I have never been able to finish a Grand Theft Auto game since then. And I think it's partially because I remember putting in Saints Row 2, and there's a moment where you're driving and your character is singing along to one of the songs, and I was like, "Oh, this is the game for me. This is what I want out of an open world bonkers crime game, and it just got weirder and crazier and funnier. I like big, dumb, fun, stupid, and it does big, dumb, fun, stupid really, really well.
It does it better than most, for sure, right? Yeah. Is it Saints Row the third or Saints Row 4 Get Out of Hell? Which is the one that opens with, like, I think it's the third, right? Where
aliens?
You open with, like, the heist mission on the plane or whatever, where you're, like, fighting people in the plane, then you get out of the plane, then you come back through into the plane, and, like, you fight people. It was crazy.
Yeah, I don't. My brain has expunged most things, so I don't remember much about any of the games except for, like, you played as a toilet bowl at one point, and there's all kinds of other. Yeah, there's all kinds of wild stuff, but it was super fun. Yeah, when I saw this, when you put this in the doc, I was super hyped for it. I can't wait.
Yeah, and it seems, yeah, this has been a long time coming, which then gets me all juiced up here of, like, all right, cool. How close is it? Is this a fall game? Is this a game that we're getting next year? Where are we going to actually shake out with actually getting our hands on this one? Because, yeah, if they're rebooting it and they've been deep in development, this would be a great way to be like, here it is, here it comes, and there you go. Get it out right away. But that was my thing, is I always enjoyed the Saints Row games. I'd enjoy previewing them. I've never, similar to you with a GTA, I've never finished a Saints Row. It's always that I play and have a great time, but eventually get so lost in running around with my dildo bat and beating the shit out of people that I'm just like, all right, well, I'm gonna move on, because the narrative isn't what's driving me as much as the zany antics.
Yeah, well, you mentioned 2013, the last game.
Yeah.
So,
well, that's when Saints Row the Fourth was. Nanobiologist and kindoffunny.com/you're wrong points out that Get Out of Hell did release in 2015.
Oh, well, that changes everything. Thank you, man.
yeah, 6 years. 6 years, no big deal.
I think, you know, as we get older, our sort of tastes change and my time changes. I barely have time for games, you know, let alone, you know, getting to play an open world game that is many hours, unless it's really captivating. Like, we played Red Dead Redemption 2. You know, I sat there and my wife was part of the gameplay and the story, even though she's not a gamer. Sure. And so I'm hoping that I'll have that same connection with a new Saints Row, but it's been a long time, so you never know.
And that's the other thing about it is, you know, I'm interested to see how Saints Row plays and looks in what the content of it is in 2021. Saints Row was the dildo bats and was the crazy antics of what the Third Street Saints were up to. Like, what does that look like? And, you know, GTA, when people were asking where GTA 6 is, there's what, like, an infamous quote from Dan Houser, who of course is left now, Rockstar, but it was of, like, why would we do a GTA 6? Like, the world is so crazy at this point, it's impossible to make satire out of. Like, that we were doing this to make fun of things, and now that what we would be making fun of are real things you're seeing on TV or in the news.
Yeah, I think the satire part of GTA works really well when it works, but I think why I like Saints Row, just it doesn't care, and it goes way further, and it's just like, no, we're not trying to, like, make fun of things. We're just making fun of ourselves, making fun of things, making fun of things, making fun of things. And, you know, not being too serious is a great relief these days.
100%. Nanobiologist also points out that Saints Row the Third was the plain one. Saints Row 4 was the president and you taking out a missile silo. That, if you've never played a Saints Row, there you go. That's what you're getting into. And I'm fascinated to see what a fully next gen, here we go, and what, you know, we've gestated on over there at Volition for so long, what that'll look like.
Yeah, and you can probably get those games for like $3, right? Like,
oh, they're usually totally. They've remastered them and redone everything. I'm sure if you wait, there's probably going to be a sale at Gamescom when they're like, cool, now that's out. And even if you're waiting, you know, a few months or whatever, if it's going to be this year, which I don't know, but I'm sure you'll see something right away from it. On top of that, Jeff Keighley was also out in full teasing form today. He tweeted an hour ago, Kevin, if you want to throw it up. Wednesday, don't miss a world premiere new look at Lego Star Wars The Skywalker Saga. Gamescom Opening Night Live streaming at 11 a.m. Pacific. Tune in at openingnightlive.com. And he's got a little image here of Rey there with her blue lightsaber training on a rock. Did I nail all that, Kev? I got all that right?
Yeah, you nailed it.
Which movie is that from? Is that from
Yeah, it's the one I don't like, because I guess at the end of the blue one he throws it back, but at the start of the other one they give it back. I don't know. It doesn't matter. Fuck it. You
know? We will see.
This game is going to be fun.
Oh, the game's going to be great. Don't worry about that. Yeah, Lego games are great. Now, it is that thing of, again, you want to talk about a long gestating game, the Lego Star Wars saga that we've heard about forever, has been delayed. Our friends over at TT Games, I know, working very, very hard on it. It's another one of, what does this mean? Are we getting a release date? And is it this year as it's supposed to be? Or will it be pushed out into next year? Where will it end up? We will wait and see.
Is that my cue? Is that one of the...
No. So your cue's coming up way later, because I'll be like, hey, that's so. If I said that so far away,
got it. I don't want to mess that up, Greg.
You're not going to mess it up. Don't worry about it. Yeah. You're crushing already. We're proud of you. You know,
because you're awaiting your first child, which congratulations. I know I've sent it to you before, but here publicly, congratulations. Very exciting. Do you think about like the future games you're going to play with the kid? Because it's something I think about all the time.
Oh, dude, all the time. Are you kidding me? I like that's the dream, right? Is getting to the point where my son is old enough to play games and wants to play games and has an interest in playing games. Like I try not to look and, you know, go too far ahead where it's like that. I always talk about it, you know, Donald Mustard from Fortnite, when Destiny 2 dropped some, it doesn't even matter when either Destiny 2 dropped or it dropped his first cup, one of its first few expansions, he had put up a screenshot or a photo of his basement. And he was like, big weekend. And it was, he had a quad setup of flat screen TVs. One was football, one was his Destiny game, and then the other were his two sons' Destiny games. And I was like, can you imagine? Like, that is such a, like, ugh. Like, when I get to the point where Marvel Avengers is still kicking, and I've got my 99th hero dropping, and I'm going out there to get him to power level 150, and, you know, Greg Jr. here is ready to go do it with me, like, oh my God. But you know, it's not going to happen. I'm going to want that, and he's going to grow up around all this stuff and think none of it's cool, and he wants to go play soccer. And I gotta be talking about Pele.
Hey, you could do both. Make sure there's both in his life. So God love him, Stadia. I was in that.
God bless him. For trying.
But my I have two Stadia controllers because they gave me one for free, I guess. One of them, I just put it under the table. We have like a two level table in our living room, and I put one there. And Catherine, as she explores, she would pick it up. And I was like, that's your controller. You can have that one. Nice. And so she'll pick it up and she gets used to holding onto it and playing. And, you know, I've got my classic video game console. So like a Nintendo, an NES has a much smaller form factor controller. And I'm excited to, you know, show her on there. Although you never know. She might be like, this looks like garbage. Why would I want to play this?
And that's the question I ask, people have already started asking me. I want to know you, obviously, further along on the fatherhood journey here. When you introduce games to her, are you going to introduce them from what you grew up on of like, here's Super Mario Brothers on the NES, or are you going to just start with whatever, you know, PS5 or whatever Xbox Series X you're doing, or PC, God forbid?
She's seen me playing Marvel Spider-Man Miles Morales, and she loves Spider-Man. She like asks to see Spider-Man swing. She like, she calls him Baby, and now she calls him Baby Spider. So she said, Baby Spider, TV, swing. And so that, but I do, you know, I want to be able to show her some of the stuff. If she likes it, she likes it. If she doesn't, she doesn't. There's enough friggin' video games in this household for her to find something she likes.
Yeah. Mm. Yeah, very interesting. I can't wait.
Yeah.
I can't wait.
It's great.
And now another question for you is, we have just father talk here on a Friday. Fridays are always a free-flowing show.
I love a Friday show. It's great.
Fridays are always, there's an interesting energy, right, Kevin?
Yep.
Yeah, that's the energy I like, Kevin. So what is your gaming time looked like since becoming a father? Because of course this is a big question people keep, you know, not even a question, a big joke people keep throwing at me.
It's tough. Honestly, it was better when she was smaller. I remember playing Control with her sleeping on my lap at like 4 a.m. and like completing that game when she was super tiny, and I had the volume on real low, and she like, that's a game I have a deep love for, mostly because of the time frame of when I played it. Yeah, it's also a fun game, but that, and so now I don't play a lot these days. One, because I don't want her to see violence too much, you know, cartoon violence, if it shows up in like a Chip and Dale show, if she watches that or something, but that's one thing. But in video games, like, it's a little scary.
You can graphic stuff like and real, that. Right? Yeah.
Yeah. So, you know, and by the time we get done with the day, it's usually between 8:30 and 9 of like chores and putting her down to sleep and everything. It's like 8:39. I want to hang out with my wife. Sometimes she's writing. If she's writing, I'll play a video game, or I have to read for work, or I have to watch something for work. And so I don't get to play much. But I've been trying to get back into it lately. So about an hour to 2 hours every 3 days right now.
Yeah,
that's about what I got.
See, what you stumble on is what I keep throwing back at people when they're like, oh man, you're never going to play games again. I'm like, well, remember, my job is to play games. In the same way your job is to read or watch something, right? Like, I will prioritize playing things, as that'll be what I do. Like, and not to mention that during my workday, I'll schedule out time to play things.
Yeah, yeah, especially because you have to. You just find the time to do the things you have to do. You'll make it work.
Okay, good. Thank you. I needed to hear that. Number two on the Roper Report. Guess what? Skyrim's getting a next-gen upgrade exactly 10 years after its original release. What the fuck? Jay Peters at The Verge writes, nearly a decade after its original release, Bethesda Softworks is announcing new updates coming to its acclaimed hit Skyrim. On November 11th, exactly 10 years after its original launch day, the game is getting a free next-gen upgrade that will be available to all owners of Skyrim Special Edition. And that's not all. Bethesda is going to add three free pieces to the Creation Club content to the game, all for special edition owners, including the ability to go fishing. Bethesda is also releasing another edition of the game on November 11th, which is aptly named the Elder Scrolls V Skyrim Anniversary Edition. This edition features everything in Special Edition, the three pieces of free Creation Club content, and over 500 pieces of unique content from Creation Club, including quests, weapons, and more. If you already own Special Edition or play the game on Xbox Game Pass, Bethesda will let you purchase an upgrade to Anniversary Edition, but hasn't detailed the price. With the upcoming next-gen upgrade, Skyrim will have been ported across three entire console generations. Bethesda has also released a VR port and perhaps the most famously, a port for Amazon's Alexa assistant called Skyrim Very Special Edition. Stop, Ryan. Just stop.
Well, you say stop, but I think about it in terms of, like, from the Marvel side of things. I just got I got a box of some of our comics in new collections. I get what we print every month. And so I got a new Marvel Masterworks version of, it was either Fantastic Four, first volume, so like the first 10 issues. That's sure. The fourth copy of that I own. But the thing about it is those keep selling. Those are important for people to reintroduce them to these characters, these stories. And so I think about it as Skyrim, like, there's always going to be somebody's first time playing Skyrim. It may not be you, but, like, I don't know. I get it. I think I have Skyrim on three different consoles currently installed, like, for whatever reason.
At the drop of a hat, you're ready for Skyrim. You don't have to worry about it.
It's on my Switch over there, which I haven't touched in months. It's on my Xbox Series X upstairs. It's on my PlayStation 4 in my office. It's like, it's there. I like it. So I fully get it. It's wild.
I joke around about the stop. I don't care. I don't think this is holding back, you know, Bethesda from making Starfield or anything like that. That's always the, you know, the tired answer people will bring out for it. And you're right that, you know, I think it was eye-opening this last time around with Mass Effect Legendary Edition, when so many people that are my peers and my co-hosts, like Blessing, are like, oh yeah, this was my first time playing it. And there was that, like, what? Why? Eh? And then it's the thing of, like, oh, well, this game is old. Skyrim is 10 years old, and there's definitely a chance you weren't into games or alive cognizant when it came out 10 years ago, and Charles on Yet reviewed it, and we were all talking about it at IGN. I think Charles reviewed it, right? Let me know. Or the fact that, you know, in your journey of games, like, it just was never a genre you were playing, and maybe now it hits at the right time, and it has all these bells and whistles, and it's super cool.
Yeah, and also, I've never finished it. I think it's partially because it was so ubiquitous and it was across different generations, and it's just so big. I got probably like 50 hours in one play and 10 hours in another, and they were all different saves, and it was just, yeah.
That's another one, right? A game that I played a lot of but didn't finish. Like, I was just over there enjoying myself and getting deeper and deeper into it. And so, yeah, more power to anybody who wants it. And again, yeah, you make the joke, but it's just like GTA 5, right? Like, they'll stop doing this when you stop buying it. Like, when there's a, you know, there's an audience for it, there's a market for this, and yeah, they're going to keep going because that's how business works.
And you guys talk about the value of Game Pass all the time. Yeah. And it's like, why would you not want to keep plussing this up on Game Pass for the new people who come in and be like, here's 300 hours of video games for you to play as part of your subscription. Have at it.
It's funny you bring up Game Pass. We're going to go to number three here on the old Roper Report. We're going to say, speaking of Skyrim, let's talk about QuakeCon. I got the official QuakeCon report here in a press release. Let's read it. Yesterday, on day one of QuakeCon at home, we launched a new version of the original Quake and hosted a series of panels with Bethesda developers talking about what's new and what's upcoming for our latest games. In case you missed it, below is a quick recap with links to catch you up. So basically, yesterday while we were live, we were talking about the rumor. Well, it started as the rumor that Quake was coming. That it got confirmed while we were live, but here's a better breakdown of everything that's happening, all right? And I will paraphrase and jump around. Quake. In celebration of 25 years since the release of the dark fantasy first-person shooter, an enhanced version of the original Quake is available today on PC, Xbox One, Xbox Game Pass for console and PC, PS4, Nintendo Switch, and backwards compatible on Xbox Series X/S and PlayStation 5. Native Xbox Series X and S PS5 versions bringing 4K at 120 frames per second will be available soon as a free upgrade. As part of the celebration, Quake 2 and Quake 3 Arena are also now available on Game Pass for PC in their original form. The original Quake enhanced experience, the authentic, updated, and visually enhanced version of the original Quake, featuring resolutions up to 4K and widescreen support, enhanced yada, 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 the Trent Reznor stuff. Online cross-play and local multiplayer and co-op. You can play in four-player online or local split-screen co-op or compete in pure retro-style combat with support of 8 players online, 4 players local split-screen matches. Multiplayer features cross-play between all platforms and dedicated server support for online matchmaking. Then, original and new expansions included. Quake comes with both the original expansion packs, The Scourge of Armagon, and Dissolution of Eternity, as well as two new expansions developed by the award-winning team at Machine Games, Dimension of the Past, and the all-new Dimension of the Machine. This is something we were talking about yesterday, right? Me and Tam, about Machine Games, of course, the people who came out and said, hey, guess what? Wolfenstein's got a lot of life in it and got a lot of press for that. Now doing some Quake stuff. Ryan, do you care about Quake? Do you have memories of Quake?
I do. Like you ran over the Trent Reznor thing. And to me, that was the selling point for me checking out Quake as a kid. However, whatever year that was, it was like, oh, yeah, I love Nine Inch Nails and Trent Reznor's music. And so that got me into it. Then I started playing those games. And I just think of Brown when I think of Quake and Quake 2. Yeah. But I played a lot of Quake 3 Arena, probably by myself with bots, because that was just the PC kind of gamer that I was. I loved Quake 3 Arena, so I think this is cool. You know, I would like to, what you guys were talking about yesterday, see them do something with the lore, with story, with something that really hooks in a player who, frankly, like me, wants something like that as opposed to just the pew pew pew, run around, shoot.
That's understandable. Yes, and I think Machine Games could do that. If they were going to come out and revitalize Quake, I think they'd be a team who could definitely do it. But we'll have to wait and see on that and see how these expansions go. Beyond that, they did a section on Deathloop. The team at Arcane Lion took a closer look at Deathloop's multiplayer on their panel yesterday, discussing what it would be like to jump into the game as Juliana and hunt the player-controlled cult. They have put up the footage out there if you want to go see it. Fallout 76 was there. Fallout Worlds brings unique adventures to Appalachia with rotating public worlds and grants players the tools to build their own player-created custom worlds. The team at BGS discussed what this means, how it works in their panel. Public Worlds, of course, a rotating series of Fallout World experiences, each with its own unique spin on Appalachia, hand-created by the team at Bethesda Game Studios. Public World will be available for free and free for all 76 players to join experience. Custom Worlds will take advantage of the private servers, and then Daily Ops Expansion 2, Fallout 76 latest expansion for Daily Ops, introduces double mutation events every other weekend, a new enemy group, and 3 new locations and new rewards. Then they talked about Elder Scrolls Online. There they're talking about what's next for the game, right? The dust has settled on the events of Elder Scrolls Online Blackwood, yet schemes of Mehrune Dragon persist in the aftermath. Walking Flame DLC continues the story and delivers 2 new dungeons on August 23rd for PC and Mac and Stadia, September 8th for consoles. Players can try ESO now through August 30th during the free play event. And then Doom Eternal had its little section there, and they were talking about update 6.66, which is awesome, and new info on Horde mode, battle mode, master levels, and all that jazz. QuakeCon continues today and tomorrow with a series of, or I guess they probably sent that yesterday, so it just continues today with a series of fun fan-focused panels and community guest stars, yada, yada, yada. Good for them. Again, this is one of those things I was talking about. You heard it yesterday with Tam of like, cool. This QuakeCon doesn't do anything for me, but I'm glad there's an audience for it, and I'm glad they're out there and they're celebrating and they're getting all this new stuff.
Yeah, 100%. I tried Fallout 76 because you're a Fallout 3 guy, right? Mm-hmm. I'm Fallout 4. I did every, like, if there was a rock to turn over in Fallout 4, I turned it over. And, like, I didn't have that experience. I didn't connect to Fallout 3 in the same way, but it was 4 for me, which they're very similar games. But like, I don't know. I just never clicked with 76, which bums me out because I really like that universe and everything there. But I'm not is that considered an MMO? I'm not really an MMO guy. So
it's not. Other people would argue, no, it isn't. But you are. It is. You're on there. It's a massive world. A bunch of people playing. You're instanced into a group that isn't as large. But come on, let's just, for all intents and purposes, it's like when RPG elements started getting into other games, and we're like, it's an RPG light, and then it just became, there's just RPG elements in every game. You don't even talk about it, right? So. This is an online multiplayer game that's pretty massive, I think. So, yeah.
Yeah. The Deathloop stuff is exciting because I will like follow Arcane through the fires of hell after the Dishonored games. I think they crushed it with those. I would like talking to people at Marvel, like, oh yeah, cool. Have you played Dishonored 2? And we would be talking about, like, you know, the next comic book event. And they're like, please get away from me. You're scaring me. Those Dishonored games are something special. Those are really good.
Yeah, they are. And so, yeah, definitely. I can't wait for it. That is definitely my shit. And I can't wait to get my hands on that one. But yeah, Fallout 76, I'm with you. Where, again, I platinum Fallout 4. Like, I enjoyed Fallout 4, but it just didn't resonate with me the way Fallout 3 did. And I hate base building. And so every time I jump into Fallout 76, and I'm like, I'm going to give it a college try. And they got voice acting. Eventually, I get to having to build my camp. And I'm just like, oh, I don't want to do this.
I didn't like having to make my character eat and drink and, like, think about that stuff. Like, there's enough going on to survive and, like, kind of keep feeding them and taking away the rats. Like, this is just too much choring. And I have too many chores to do in my regular life.
Sure. Good. Different strokes. You know what I mean? Everybody's out there trying to get. We'll see how much I have to drink in Starfield when that comes out. But before we go any further with this episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily, let me tell you about patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. If you didn't know, you can go over to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to be part of the show with your questions, your comments, your concerns, your squad up requests, and so much more. Of course, you can get the show with the post show we do exclusively over there. You can get the same benefits for the Kind of Funny Games cast. You can watch us record the Games cast live. You can get the Next Gen podcast. You can get a whole bunch of different things over there. But most importantly for right now, you can go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to get each and every episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily ad-free. But guess what, Jack? You didn't go there. So here's a word from our sponsors. This episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily is brought to you by Canva Pro. Making content is an essential part of what I do to keep this show going, but it hasn't always been a seamless creative process. Of course, I just get to come on here and yell at you, but somebody's got to make graphics, lower thirds, little things that pop up and go whoopity whoop whoop. Raj is making stuff right now. Make it go, Raj. Whoopity whoop whoop. How does Raj know how to do that? How does Tim know how to do that? They use Canva Pro. Of course, Canva Pro is a design platform that empowers you to create and share stunning content in just a few clicks. Whether you're a design professional or just getting started, designing with Canva Pro is amazingly fast and fun. Choose from thousands of professionally made templates that are easy to customize with simple drag and drop features or start from scratch. Canva Pro comes with endless premium fonts, photos, videos, and so much more that add personality and edge to whatever you're designing. Design like a pro with Canva Pro. Right now, you can get a free 45-day extended trial when you use our promo code. Just go to canva.me/KFGD and get your free 45-day extended trial. That's canva.me/KFGD. Canva.me/KFGD. Our next sponsor? Well, it's HBO Max. This episode of Kind of Funny Games Daily is sponsored by HBO Max. Many of us are plumbing the depths of streaming platforms, searching for something new to watch, looking for an entertainment fix. And if that's true for you, boy, do I have a suggestion. HBO Max has same-day movie premieres of the biggest movies of 2021 every single month. Yeah, that's right. The biggest Warner Brothers Pictures releases will be available in your theater and your living room same day. Of course, we just lived through Suicide Squad, right? James Gunn, The Suicide Squad. You know what? A bunch of people went and saw it in theaters. I stayed home with Jen. We watched it here on HBO Max. We had a great time. Suicide Squad and so many others will be available, are available, whatever you want to say, in theaters and on HBO Max for a limited time and at no extra charge to subscribers. Release dates, of course, are subject to change. So get on it and sign up for HBO Max at hbom.ax/KFGD. Again, that is hbom.ax/KFGD. Our next sponsor, it's KiwiCo. KiwiCo is defining the future of play by making it engaging, enriching, and seriously fun. Super cool hands-on projects and toys designed to expose kids to concepts in STEAM, that's science, technology, engineering, art, and math, are a great resource for learning at home. And you might say, hey, Greg Miller, aren't you about to have a kid? That's right, person. That's why I have my first KiwiCo crate right here. It's the Panda Crate, which, of course, as you can see right here, maybe you can't, says ages 0. To plus 0+ months. So as you open it up and you see, bam, look, today I'm 1 month old. When you see this on my Instagram, my child, this pillow with the month card in there, you, not only will you know how many months old my child is, you'll know KiwiCo. KiwiCo wants kids to be fearless innovators and design projects to help them develop that muscle. If you want to sign up for KiwiCo, it is simple. You can do it and support us. You can go to kiwico.com/kindoffunnygames to get 50% off your first month. That's kiwico.com/kindoffunnygames to get 50% off your first month. kiwico.com/kindoffunnygames to get 50% off your first month. Let me swaddle you. And now, Let's see how this Madden NFL 22 checks in. And actually, yeah, okay, good. I was going to say, I wrote that headline, Ryan, and then I never bothered to follow up. I'm like, wait, is that the right? They do something weird with the name this year? They didn't. Madden NFL 2022 review embargo is up, so we have a review roundup, and things aren't looking great right now. Metacritic has it as a 66. That was at 9:19 this morning, so a little more than an hour ago. Windows Central gave it an 80. Over there, Anthony J. Nash wrote, big changes to Madden NFL 2020. Big changes to Madden NFL 22. I want to say 2022 so bad, Ryan. You know what I mean? Because you say that more than you say. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Big changes to Madden NFL 22 shows that EA Sports knows what needs to be done to keep the long-running franchise feeling fresh. If you're a fan of football or the Madden series, this is a must-buy game for you. However, as we get going, Game Informer doesn't necessarily agree. They give it a 7. Brian Shea writes, despite its several technical issues, the on-the-field action of Madden NFL 22 continues to improve in small ways. However, the upgrades and improvements are largely overshadowed by the game's problems and the series' overall stagnation, making it difficult to recommend for week 1. Then over at IGN, they gave it a 6. Cat Bailey wrote, Madden NFL 22 is a grab bag of decent, if frequently underwhelming ideas, hurt by poor execution. Face of the franchise, to put it mildly, is a mess. Home field advantage is a solid addition, but it doesn't quite capture the true extent of real on-field momentum swings. The new interface, is an eyesore, and the new presentation is cast in a strange and unflattering shade of sickly green. It's smoother and marginally more refined, but in so many ways, it's the same old Madden. In short, if you're hoping for a massive leap forward for the series on the new generation of consoles, parentheses, or on the old ones, you're apt to be disappointed. Ouch. This is one of those, like, I don't know Anthony or Brian, but I know Kat, and I've played Madden with Kat and gone to Madden events with Kat. So if Kat's saying it's a 6, that is not a good sign. Kat knows her shit.
Yikes. Yeah. Yeah. I remember when Series X came out, the friends over at Xbox gave me some codes for the Madden games, but like the Series X version was late or didn't come out right away.
Didn't have the whole thing or whatever. Yeah.
And then I could never figure out, like, I had both versions on the console that never played right. And then it took like 45 minutes just to get into like starting a game and figuring out what my team was. I don't know. I'm an old man when it comes to sports games, and I'm just like, not for me anymore.
Dude, what is up with that? Because I tweeted this yesterday because I saw the Madden stuff getting close to popping. And I was like, my life used to, my summers, dude, at my, I remember when I was doing summer jobs, I would always have GameFAQs open and it would be on the NCAA football board, just talking about player ratings or talking about what they saw or this new screenshot or something like that. And like that game would come out and it would be all I would play for a month every night. I would play through 20 years of dynasties, right, of everything. And then Madden was the same thing, especially with being able to bring characters over. It would come like a month later and you'd be able to bring your characters over to that game and stuff and go. And that was obviously way before that with Genesis and stuff like that too. But I don't know what happened where I just lost it. And I was trying to put it into words yesterday. I think it has something to do with the fact that like, just playing the same game of football over and over against AI isn't like what I want to do, let alone even before I have the kid, as busy as I am, can I really dedicate an entire week to playing through an entire season of going, it's just so weird that like I used to live and die for that and I just don't even touch it anymore.
Yeah, I think if you had someone or I had someone to play, like sitting on the couch next to and like talking smack and having that kind of interaction, it might be fine, it might be fun. But yeah, like what was the original Xbox? Was it two? Were those the 2K games?
Oh yeah, Sega's 2K games. Yeah,
yeah, those were super fun. But sure. Yeah, when you mentioned Genesis, yeah, I was like, you know, I was more Mutant League football than even any of the Maddens. But I had the Madden cartridges and everything. Those were, yeah, that's probably more when I played these types of games.
And it's something I would imagine too, like again, to our level of time to play them, like how detailed they all are too. Like it's the same thing when I try to play a UFC game or when I used to try to play UFC games, they're just like, I have no idea what the hell's happening. And now it is that thing of, I remember at the Madden event playing people and like, I'd shift the line and the guy's like, oh, your DB's doing this. So I know to come back. And I'm like, all right, cool. Like this is like, you are way more into football than I am. Like I can't even talk to that level or I'm going to get destroyed.
Yeah. I was like, when the show came out this year on Xbox, it was on Game Pass. I went full in for like 3 weeks, a month, and I played the whatever the mode is where you create your character and you go through the minor leagues and you start at like AA and then go to AAA. And like, I was doing great. I was pitching and doing fielding and like got promoted to AAA halfway through the season. I was like, great. Then next season I'll start at AAA, but they bumped me back down to AA and I was like, I'm out. You're done. Right?
All right. Oh, this sucks.
Yeah.
It's too real. I don't want this. You know what I mean? I don't want to be doing this.
I want a little fantasy with my phone.
Speaking of a little fantasy with your fun, let's talk about number five. You sent this one in. What a dialed in co-host. I love it. We have two WWE 2K22 screenshots. These are off of the WWE 2K games Twitter over there. If you want to toss it up, Kevin, you wrote in, Ryan sent these in, right? What we have is the Rated R Superstar Edge here coming out, celebrating, fireworks going off behind him. Usually we wouldn't talk about screenshots, but kind of funny, Games Daily fans might remember 1 week ago when Blessing and I talked about this news story. WWE 2K22 has reportedly been completely rebuilt and is looking fantastic. This was Chris Scullion over at VGC. WWE 2K22 is looking fantastic following a complete rebuild of the game's series gameplay engine, it has been claimed. Forbes writer Brian Mazik claimed during his latest YouTube discussion stream that he had spoken to people familiar with the game's development who informed him that things were looking promising. Anybody who is talking about gameplay at this point probably is somewhat close to 2K, so you've got to take it with a grain of salt, but I have been told that the game is playing fantastic and that the gameplay engine is completely rebuilt, Mazik continued. He later added, I also heard that the controls are much cleaner than they have been before. Now, what cleaner means, I don't know, but the last thing that I heard about this is that this feels like a wrestling fan's wrestling game, end quote. WWE 2K22 will be the first WWE 2K title since the series skipped an annual release due to the disastrous launch of WWE 2K20. Ryan, you sent this in. I'm assuming you're still, we talk wrestling every so often. You're still all in. You're out there. You're watching the wrestling.
I don't really get to watch. I mean, again, it goes back to the time commitments and stuff, especially because there's 8 hours of WWE and now there's like 4 or 5 hours of AEW, and I have friends at both companies, and you know, I love stuff about everything, so I'll watch the big events. Like, I'm excited for this weekend. I said to my wife at lunch, I was like, can we just watch wrestling the next 3 nights, because I want to see AEW tonight, which I don't get to watch regularly.
Punk, right?
He's a friend of mine, and I was texting with him the other day and I didn't say anything because I didn't want to be a dick about it.
Sure.
And I
sure,
was
sure.
Just like, but I was thinking, oh man, he's going to make me watch live wrestling on a weeknight, even if it's a Friday night again, just to see if he's on there. So
I'm in the same boat where I'm like, oh man, I got to figure out. I don't think I have YouTube TV anymore. I'm like, how am I going to watch this AEW?
If you know someone with cable television, you can get the TNT or TBS app. We don't have cable, but we have family with cable. So that's how I think I'm doing it. I started to set it up. But like, you know, I want to see what Christopher Daniels on the creative side has been doing there at AEW. And SummerSlam is this weekend. So there's all kinds of stuff. Cheap plug for This Week in Marvel, one of my shows. We have Nikki A.S.H., who is the Raw Women's Champion. She's our guest on the show this week. So, and she's awesome. She's like a huge Marvel fan. Her first wrestling character was Nikki Storm, and she named her after Aurora Monroe of the X-Men, Storm. So it was super fun.
So now, all that said, what do you think of these screenshots? Or do you have any faith in WWE 2K22?
I am hopeful. I am hopeful, right? Like, I'm very much like you. I grabbed my box of N64 cartridges from the side, and this is my Virtual Pro Wrestling 2 cartridge. My NWO Revenge and all my wrestling games are in here for N64. So I'm with you. Like, I want something more akin to a simplified, you know, fun, not full arcade gameplay, but like, you know, something that evokes that feeling of N64 wrestling. And if they can get closer to that and still elevate it, those screenshots look freaking great. I was like, wow, that's ridiculous. So I'm hopeful. I think that's the best I can be right now, right? Is hopeful.
Agreed. Yeah, that's my thing. Is I wait because I want to know more. And I think, you know, AEW's been so outspoken about obviously trying to be N64 wrestling that it makes me go, okay, cool. That's the one I'm the most excited for. But you know, even jumping off of again Chris Scullion's reporting at VGC, right, from this Brian stuff from Forbes, talking about this is going to be a wrestling fans wrestling game is what they're trying to build. I'm excited because they know they fucked up so bad with WWE 2K20, right? That like, okay, cool. Like, what does that look like when you take that time off and you come back and you're trying to keep it to look like the product on the air, but make it more approachable? We'll have to wait and see.
Yeah, that's right.
But Ryan, WWE 2K22 is so far away. If I wanted something more immediate, say what came to the mom and grop shops, where would I go?
You would look at the official list of upcoming software across each and every platform as listed by the kind of funny Games Daily Show hosts each and every weekday. I screwed it up just a tiny bit.
I screw up reading all the time. Don't worry about it. Yeah. Out today, man.
Oh, Sorry.
No, please,
sorry,
no, go. You, please, no.
No, I was going to say, I tell my team when we do video streams and stuff, I was like, I run Burgundy, so be careful what you put in there. But sometimes if I'm reading too fast because I'm trying to read ahead to make sure I know the things, if there's too much going on, I may stumble and we'll just redo it again. But we're live. That's fine.
Doesn't matter. Everybody's used to it here. I make myself look like a clown every day. Don't worry about it. Out today, Madden NFL 22 on PS5, PS4, Xbox Series X/S, Xbox One, and PC. Arietta of Spirits, PS4, Xbox One, Switch, and PC. Ghost of Tsushima, Director's Cut, PS5, and PS4. The full review up right now as a Kind of Funny Games cast for you to go check it out on youtube.com/kindoffunnygames and podcast services around the globe. Rise Eternas on Xbox One. Ultimate Bumper Cars. It says Bumper. Bumper Cars Dodgems on Switch. Heart Chain Kitty on Switch. Space Scavenger on Switch. City Driving Simulator 2 on Switch. Wrestle Dunk Sports on Switch. And Half Dead 3 on PC. Kevin, can we see Wrestle Dunk Sports on Switch? Can you get me a trailer for that?
No problem, boss. No problem. I'm going to get right on there.
I'm so excited for Ghost of Tsushima.
Did you ever play the first? Or did you play
it? Oh my God. 100%. And that was another game, like playing alongside my wife, you know, at the time, like after the baby's gone to sleep, and just fully immersed in that story. And now having it on PS5, and like I downloaded it yesterday, and I'm freaking excited.
It's really good. I it's one of those that I'm jonesing to get back just to do the open island stuff, because I've done the storyline and done a lot of the open world stuff on the island, but now I'm definitely ready. Here we go. This is Wrestle Dunk Sports. You run around like stick, like literally stick figures, like stickly, punching each other, doing stuff. You know, it's God not what I anticipated, but it also does look fun. It does look like a little mini game collection of stuff to do. They're playing volleyball.
Yeah, there's a volleyball version. All right. Yeah, why not?
Not going to rush out to get it, but
no,
it's out there if you want it. New dates for you. Hammerting. Is out of early access on November 16th. That was the only one I got in my email, and I don't even know what that is. But go get them, everybody, if you want to do that.
That's a press release moment right there. Burrows. Hammerting Burrows out. Come on, y'all.
I hate it. God, I hate it. And look, if you don't get 100 press releases like me and Ryan probably do, like everybody tries to put a pun in their thing, which then so many times I've read game names here and I'll screw up the game name because I think the verb you're punning here is part of the game title. So yeah, Hammerting Burrows out of early access. And come on, guys, just headlines should just be what's happening.
I think it's just Hammerting looking into trailers.
Oh no, it is Hammerting. Burrows is the verb they're using here.
Got it. Yeah, yeah,
yeah, yeah. That's why I didn't say it when I initially read it, and then Ryan Duncan on it for doing it. You know.
Yeah, it's when writing like news stories and tweets and stuff about Spider-Man over my career, it's just like Spider-Man swings, Spider-Man swing. Like, how many times can we, you know, say Spider-Man webs up the box office? Like, oh, God, what are we doing here?
You're Which making that fine. Marvel content. That's what you're doing.
It's great. It's great. It works.
Ladies and gentlemen, of course, we tell you all the time, go to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to write in to be part of the show, to get the show ad free, to get the show with the post show we're about to do. But you can also go there to squad up. This is where one of you gives me your name, username, platform of choice, and why you need help in a video game. I read it here. The best friends come and find you, and everybody plays games together. Today, Ben needs help on the PS5. Ben's username on PS5 is Benji12344, but it's Bengie12344. Benji12344 says, hey everyone, I've been interested in getting to some Ghost of Tsushima Legends, especially with Blessing talking it up so much in the PS5 version of the game landing today, but just don't have any friends who would be interested in that type of game. I'm looking for a group to jump in and become Legends together. Yes, I know that was lame. I'm on the Eastern time zone and open weeknights anytime after 7 p.m. and weekends whenever. I am good with mics or no mics, just looking for other dedicated friends to jump in and play. If you want to play Ghost of Tsushima Legends with Benji12344, hit Benji up on the PlayStation 5.
Greg, can I also say, hey, Benji, you know what a great game to play would be? Marvel's Avengers. And a shout out to Squad Up. For recently, somebody had a Squad Up on the show and mentioned the KF Avengers Discord channel. And so I was like, oh, you know what? That's great, because I'm getting back into the game. My time is sort of allowing me to play again, and I want to find more people to play with. And the group is great. People are excited. People are friendly. They're, you know, really into the game. So I think it's invite.gg/KF Avengers, if I remember correctly.
Why aren't you hitting me up? I'll play with you. You know, I love Avengers. I'm playing Avengers all the time.
I know. I'm literally like level like 12 to 54. So I can't hang out with the big dog.
Characters low level. Yeah. And Kevin, where are you at? Where have you been squatting up? I haven't seen you say anything about squatting up.
Level 30. You know what I mean? Iron Man's gonna get out there. Woo!
Kevin, let's do it. Let's have some fun this
weekend. Yeah, you say the word. You say the word. I can't tonight. But tomorrow.
We're doing the thing. Yeah, tomorrow we're doing the
Well, I mean, we could do it on stream, though.
Like I said, if we go late and Jen goes to bed after my Emily is away thing, I'm all
about
it.
3 a.m. I'm already.
Ooh-wee.
It's going to change, brother. That's going
to
change.
I know. I got to get out of my system now. Or just be ready to, you know, be playing off mic at 3 a.m. with a baby that I got to stop and feed every, you know, hour and a half, 2 hours, whatever it is. We ask people watching live to go to twitch.tv. We ask people watching live on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames to go to kindoffunny.com/you'rewrong. Tell us what we screw up as we screw it up. We have a clean record. We corrected the few little things that Nano corrected at the very beginning of the show. Nothing else now. So that's how you get out of here on a Friday. But
boom.
Like I said, this is the end of the week. Let's talk about next week. Here's how the hosts break down for you, and it gets nuts. Monday, Blessing and Tim. That's normal. Tuesday, me and Gary, but at 9 a.m., and I have not verified that with Gary yet. 9 a.m., because the Xbox showcase from Gamescom will be afterwards. Yes, we are live reacting to it. Yes, there will be an XCast immediately following it as a post-show. Then, of course, Wednesday, it's Janet and Andy. There will be no post-show then because we are doing opening night live for Gamescom. Yes, we are live reacting to it. Yes, there will be a Gamescast post-show for it. Thursday, it's me and Tim. While we're there talking about that, I'll point out that PS I Love You XOXO is going live on Thursday because of two different embargoes, so expect your Tuesday show on Thursday. Then it's Friday, it's me, it's Blessing, and we get you back out of here in a weird week, just chock full of game news. Such a huge, you don't even know, ladies and gentlemen, what a huge week it is next week. It's going to be gigantic for everybody. So ooh, get excited for that. Yeah, now, if that wasn't, you're like, man, next week sounds exciting. Guess what? Today, very exciting as well, because right after this on twitch.tv/kindoffunnygames, Snowbike Mike is welcoming the developers of Knockout City back to the stream. They are debuting their new content. You heard that right. They are debuting the new content for Knockout City on our stream immediately following this. If you don't catch it live, you can catch it later on youtube.com/kindoffunnyplays, our brand new YouTube channel for all our Twitch archives. Please go over there, like, subscribe, and share. Ryan. You yes. have been nice enough to grace us with your presence for the post show. But if people aren't coming over to patreon.com/kindoffunnygames to see the post show, where can people keep up with you?
Go to Twitter or Instagram and go to Agent M, AGENTM. That's where I am over there. You can go to marvel.com/podcasts and check out the feeds for This Week in Marvel or Marvel's pull list. You can go to Marvel's YouTube channel. I'm probably on every 10th video or something like that. I don't know. I'm all over the place.
Now, I was getting ready to then do my normal sign off, you know, blah, blah, next pleasure serving kind of thing. But as I look down here, you have a section you put on the document called Ryan Crap to Remember.
Oh, yeah.
Is that crap you want to remember now or crap you want to remember on the post show?
I do want to shout out some of the kind of funny best friends at Marvel, or formerly Marvel. So Tim Dillon, who he's been marketing the comics, the movies, everything for God, 15 years. He's a big kind of funny best friend. And Luis Vega, who used to work at Marvel and is now over at Epic. And he's been to like meetups and stuff. And I think I introduced him to you when you visited Marvel.
Yeah, I remember that when I came through the studio. Yeah.
Yeah, so he's swell. Right. And then I have a Marvel Unlimited code. So Marvel Unlimited is our service that has 28,000 plus digital comics, and it's got an app and everything. And so the team said, we have a code that anybody can use to give you 50% off the first month of a monthly membership if you go to marvel.com/redeem and use the code 50OFFMU. So that's 50OFFMU, and read lots and lots of comics.
Marvel Unlimited is great. As a subscriber, it's great. Everybody should use that. Get out there and read a whole bunch of comics, because it's just everything with, you know, a little bit of a window in terms of what the new stuff is. But trust me, you haven't read every Marvel comic. And it's like in the run up for Black Panther, for War for Wakanda, I was able to jump in there, read a bunch of stuff. Fantastic.
I've read about somewhere in the realm of 20,000 Marvel comics, I believe. Dude. Maybe a little bit more, because I've read everything in the 15 years I've been at Marvel, and then I've read many thousands before that. So, you know, it adds up, but I still haven't read everything. Not nearly everything.
That's outrageous.
Yep.
Ryan, I'm excited for this post show. If you want to hear it, ladies and gentlemen, patreon.com/kindoffunnygames. Of course, post show there, ad-free version of the show there. You can write in with your questions there. You can watch Gamescast get recorded live, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. But if you're not coming over there right now, I want you to know it's been a great week. Next week's going to be even better. Everybody strap in for video game news, previews, reviews, and stuff like that. And until next time, it's been our pleasure to serve you.